The safety measures imposed on the students since Black's second break-in made it impossible for Harry, Ron and Hermione to go and visit Hagrid in the evenings. Their only chance of talking to him was during Care of Magical Creatures lessons. He seemed numb with shock at the verdict.
"It's all my fault. Got all tongue-tied. They was all sitting there in black robes, and I kept dropping me notes and forgetting all them dates you looked up for me, Hermione. And then Lucius Malfoy stood up and said his bit, and the committee just did exactly what he told them."
"There's still the appeal," said Ron fiercely.
"Don't give up yet. We're working on it."
They were walking back up to the castle with the rest of the class. Ahead they could see Malfoy, who was walking with Crabbe and Goyle, and kept looking back, laughing derisively.
"It's no good, Ron," said Hagrid sadly as they reached the castle steps. "That committee's in Lucius Malfoy's pocket. I'm just going to make sure the rest of Beaky's time is the happiest he's ever had. I owe him that."
Hagrid turned around and hurried back towards his cabin, his face buried in his handkerchief.
"Look at him, blubber!"
Malfoy, Crabbe and Goyle had been standing just inside the castle doors, listening.
"Have you ever seen anything quite as pathetic?" said Malfoy. "And he's supposed to be our teacher!"
Harry and Ron both made furious moves towards Malfoy, but Hermione got there first. Smack! She had slapped Malfoy across the face with all the strength she could muster. Malfoy staggered. Harry, Ron, Crabbe and Goyle stood flabbergasted as Hermione raised her hand again.
"Don't you dare call Hagrid pathetic, you foul, you evil!"
"Hermione," said Ron weakly, and he tried to grab her hand as she swung it back.
"Get off, Ron!"
Hermione pulled out her wand. Malfoy stepped backward. Crabbe and Goyle looked at him for instructions, thoroughly bewildered.
"Come on,"
Malfoy muttered, and in a moment all three of them had disappeared into the passageway to the dungeons.
"Hermione,"
Ron said again, sounding both stunned and impressed.
"Harry, you'd better beat him in the Quidditch final,"
Hermione said shrilly.
"You just better had, because I can't stand it if Slytherin wins."
"We're due in charms," said Ron, still goggling at Hermione.
"We'd better go."
They hurried up the marble staircase toward Professor Flitwick's classroom.
"You're late, boys,"
said Professor Flitwick reprovingly as Harry opened the classroom door.
"Come along, quickly. One's out. We're experimenting with cheering charms today. We've already divided into pairs."
Harry and Ron hurried to a desk at the back and opened their bags. Ron looked behind him. "Where's Hermione gone?" Harry looked around too. Hermione hadn't entered the classroom, yet Harry knew she had been right next to him when he'd opened the door.
"That's weird,"
said Harry, staring at Ron. Maybe she went to the bathroom or something." But Hermione didn't turn up all lesson.
"She could have done with a cheering charm on her too,"
said Ron as the class left for lunch, all grinning broadly. The cheering charms had left them with a feeling of great contentment.